left, we see 12. Give a fuck about my appeal. Your man got hit, ask him how that he felt. He a dead guy. Put his ass in the woods, turned him into a 3-5. Last time they tried to spin our block, I swear somebody died. I ain't even got a rap to get these hoes, cause I'm solidified. She got a brand new ass, that's BBL, but babe, you been a vibe. Most of you ain't fucking me, you leaving, bitch, better call your ass. A brand new blick for beef like a barbecue, you better go pick your side. All my ops on instant trolling, but they scared to come out. Let me hear them niggas is hanging, and I'ma pop out. Put a switch on it and made it a fully. And nigga gon' find out, you gon' get smoked tryna fuck with me, nigga. This is not close. All that gangsta shit be sounding good, make a nigga show it. Came out the house, nigga, with two switches on me. Right now I'm fully loaded, off a perk 30, yeah, I'm rolling. Booted up to tomorrow morning, got a mock player with a rollie on me. Wanna fuck with me, got a spin on me, and a new poop with a fin on me. I spot a op, I'ma spin on him. On a light day, got 10 on me.
What's the deal, what's the deal? It's your boy, Dank Sinatra. We're back, politicking per usual. And I got a L.A. artist, man. Hito, man.
What's good with it, buddy?
What's the deal? What's the deal?
How you doing? Love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Hito, man. First thing we got to get to, man, is the name.
Yeah.
How you come up with the name Hito, man?
All right, man. It's really a funny story, right? Because everybody asked me that. Because first off, when you hear the name, you're going to think I'm like Hispanic. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Or like you would assume like Hito. You know what I mean? Okay, but really it came from a street name. You know what I'm saying? Everybody used to call me Mayhem. But, you know, like, I'm young, I'm flawed. I'm like, man, that's too, you know what I mean? So, one day, I just started saying Mejito. I think I'm speaking Spanish. I think I'm saying Mayhem in Spanish. I'm saying Mejito, you know what I'm saying? And my boy, he just started shorting me, called me Hito. So, I just ran with it. And then, yeah, shit.
So, how did that end up being, like, your rap name, your rap moniker?
Because, right, I started playing around with the rap, you feel me, whatever the case may be. And I'm just like, Hito, Hito. Then I'm like, man, I'm the greatest. You feel me? I'm the greatest at this rap shit. So then I'm like, man, Hito the great. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. He got a ring to it. It just stuck. Like, it just stuck more than any other name anybody called me, Hito. Like, I guess people just like it. So it stuck with me.
So as far as, like, getting into the music industry, mm-hmm. like, when did you decide to take it serious since you said you start playing with the music?
Right.
A lot of times people just, like, get into it, they fall into it. So how was your start? And when did you start taking it serious?
All right, well, how I first started for me, for real, all bullshit aside, I kind of more so been rapping forever. Like, I used to always play with him when I was a kid. But I never thought I was going to be a rapper. Like, I just hear a beat and just rap to it. Like, you know how some people just be musically inclined. I guess I'd say that was me. So, you know, I had, we all got our ups and downs in life or whatever. I went to prison for a couple years. I get out of jail. But my boy I went to jail with, my crimey, he get out before me a few months. He do whatever he do. He got a lot of money. I get out of jail. He like, we should be rappers, bro. Let's be rappers. I'm like, what? So we go to the studio. You know what I'm saying? We just in there chilling. We make one song. We shoot the video and everything. Boom. I guess the verse I did was hard. You feel me? Like, everybody messing with it. I'm like, okay. Boom. So just from that song, Joe Moses heard it. You know, we from the same section, same area, whatever the case may be. You feel me? Shout out WAP. You know what I'm saying? He heard it. He put me in the studio with him. He kind of like boosted my momentum, you know what I'm saying, with the music or whatever the case may be. And I just went from there and shit, for real. Like, I seen that I had an opportunity, you know what I mean? So I just ran with it for real. But believe it or not, I messed up again. I went back to jail after that. Be like 2 more years type. Then I just got out like 2020. I kind of cast at it for about 12 months. So I say like 2021, I started taking it more so serious. But all BS aside, I'm going to say last year, for real. I'll say last year.
So it's the first quarter of 2024. What's your plans right now? You know what I'm saying? In the industry, it's a 4-quarter season.
Mm-hmm.
We in the first quarter. You know what I'm saying? I see you got some hanging mics.
Yeah.
I see you've been on your promo run. That's how you here now. Like,
right.
What's your plans for 2024?
Like 2024, I'm just trying to flood. You feel me? I've been making a lot of music. I'm just trying to drop it. I'm trying to keep my face all over the place. You feel me? Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come out here. You know, this is actually a big media site. You know what I mean? I like that. I appreciate that. But yeah, basically my whole plan is just to flood the streets. You feel me? Keep my face everywhere. Pop out at every event and just drop all this music, visuals, you know what I mean? And go out to events and interact with other artists, you know? So, because, you know, people always get to the, oh, we in L.A. and L.A. artists don't, you know what I mean? Mess with other people. That's why they don't get bigger. See, me personally, I mess with everybody in the city. Like, you know what I mean? No, you know what I mean? Not the ops, though. Not like that. But you know what I'm saying? Oh, bro, like, you know what I mean? Anything that's going to help the next person get bigger. You know what I mean? We stepping stones, you know what I mean? So, whatever it takes, maybe that's my whole thing, though, right now. Just get out there, get active with all the other rappers out here in L.A., you feel me? And more so, push myself. Like, I'm putting myself everywhere. Like, you going to see me, you feel me? I'm dropping back to back. I just But I just dropped 2 videos in 30 days, but I haven't dropped before that in about 2 years. You feel me? So that, I'm trying to be more consistent. You feel me? Got a whole other video coming out right now. You know what I'm saying? All types of shit. So yeah, I'm just finna flood them for real. That's my whole plan.
So when they talk about like the LA rap scene, everybody going crazy over this LA rap report card. Everybody getting bad grades. A lot of media sites are talking negative about LA artists. Mm-hmm. And from a media outlet standpoint, you guys ought to understand, and it's like, we want to push y'all. We want to push y'all to the forefront. Right, right. But when it comes to this camera work, when it comes to this content, when it comes to the shit that we provide in the game,
right,
it takes a lot of shit to push y'all up there, right, and, right, and to put y'all and present y'all.
Right.
So when y'all ain't get putting forth the effort that we putting forth,
right,
then it's like, why should we provide a platform,
right,
for motherfuckers that ain't putting in the work like we should?
Right, right, right.
So a lot of the media outlets feel like we putting in more work than the artists for, right, the artists.
Uh-huh, right.
And that shit don't make no sense.
Yeah, you right, actually. And I understand why people feel like that, because first off, anything you doing right now, they gonna critique you. You feel me? And how can I say this as an artist? You feel me? Because I don't want to seem like I'm judgmental on other artists. Me personally, I'm humble. You feel me? So if you like, okay, for example, you gave me a chance to come over here, I'm coming, bro. Like, you feel me? Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit late, whatever the case may be. I'm not finna. You got this all set up for me. Why would I come? I'm come over here. I'm gonna do the best show I can give you. You feel me? I'm gonna put my all into it every time. Anything I'm doing, you feel me? You gotta appreciate these things, because y'all don't, if without y'all, they wouldn't see us. I'm gonna just say that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be honest, you know what I mean? So like, I be around people. I ain't gonna name drop or nothing, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you're right. People got a lot to say, you feel me? Especially about the report card thing, you know what I mean? I plan on being on that motherfucker next year. You know, it's just constructive criticism. It basically all depends on how you take it, you get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, the podcast and the social media things and the events that you guys all put together for it, I feel like I said, y'all do more than a lot of artists, you get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it goes off who you want to mess with, you get what I'm saying? Because you can be a popping artist, you know what I mean, but be a bullshit person. So it's like, yeah, I can bring you on my podcast and we both can give views or whatever the case may be, but who's it really going to help? Because why would I bring you on here with a bullshit attitude? And that's how a lot of podcast people and media people are starting to look at artists out here, you get what I'm saying?
I think that because in the industry, we deal with all type of different people. We deal with entertainers. We deal with actors. We deal with athletes.
Right.
But then when it comes to the rappers are the ones that got the attitude, that show up with 50 niggas, that do all the bullshit. And right, it's right, like, we the main, this is our culture, so we're that's our main avenue. That's the main thing we're trying to push.
Right.
But then when we deal with the others, and they treat us so good, and they understand the value we bring, and then you go deal with the rapper, and you got to chase this nigga down and deal with all the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why would we waste our time providing platforms for these niggas? And I think that as media and as artists, we got to come together, and we got to really start, like, seeing the value within each other. But the artists, mm-hmm, y'all definitely got to put in the work, man. Y'all got to go harder than what y'all doing. And I think that's all that the report card was trying to say.
Right,
hey, it's not just dropping something that go viral.
Right.
It's all these different aspects that go into your grade.
Right. It's more than just music.
Exactly. So if you got an A on this aspect, but an F in everything else, and you still getting an F on the card.
Yeah, but yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah, you right. That's what I'm saying. That's basically what it all come down to, bro. It all depends on what you want. You get what I'm saying? Because I thought the same thing. Like, I'm about to make this song. This song, kind of, this is gonna be easy. So I'm gonna go viral. They're gonna pay me, and so on and so forth. Flow. You gotta keep on going out there. You gotta keep on pushing. You gotta put the footwork in. People don't like putting the footwork in. You know what I'm saying? And that's the main thing, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna sit up and politic on a grade or whatever the case may be. If you tell me that, oh, you did good here, but you probably should work on this, what the fuck I'm be mad for? You know what I'm saying? All right, I appreciate it. You get what I'm saying? Because if you would have told me I did good in every column, I would have been giving you your praise and I had nothing to say. You get what I'm saying? So why not take the good with the bad and the bad with the good? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you right. But as an artist out here in LA, for sure, you got to put in that work. This shit is not easy. You feel me? This shit that y'all want to do, like, I swear, like, I'm just out all night. Literally, I go to 6 a.m. I'm like, damn, I got a podcast. Like, you feel me? I got to go pop out. Like, I'm tired right now. I'm still, you know what I mean? But, like, you got to put that footwork in. You feel me? That's the thing. A motherfucker make one song, think they viral, and then think they ain't got to do shit else. No, don't put that work in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So another thing we run into is budgets.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of artists got budgets for chains, bitches, money.
Right.
Fucking for strip clubs and trips and Airbnbs. They got bread for everything but a rollout. And a rollout is done through media. So if you ain't trying to pay media,
right,
then ultimately you're going to drop your music and ain't nobody going to push it.
Mm-hmm. Because who going to see it? Who going to know about it? You got to think about who going to put your shit out there. You know what I'm saying? And you're right. You see, it's crazy, though, because it all depends, too, though, because as far as a budget, I don't know. Me, personally, like, I don't got no, you know what I mean, major label, nothing. It's just me, my team, and you know what I'm saying? We literally out the streets, you know what I'm saying? We are our budget, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like anything we put into it, we got to get out of it 10 times, you know what I'm saying? So it's different when you invest in your own money. You like, okay, you got to invest in yourself. So I'm not going to do nothing that I know ain't going to get me further or make me more, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like more so like, I don't know. It depends, bro. It depends. You know what I'm saying?
So as far as your sound, like,
yeah.
Well, how would you describe your sound? Is it like the typical L.A. sound? A lot of L.A. rappers are rapping Detroit, you know, no. The Detroit-style music. Like, how would you describe your sound?
No, I ain't like these L.A. rappers. Not like that. I am an L.A. rapper. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I'm not... I wouldn't consider myself in the same group because I'm versatile. Like, you going to hear that on my tape. You feel me? I got a tape coming out. It's called After Indictment. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop that. But whatever the case may be. Yeah, I'm very versatile. Like, me personally, I do trap. I want to say trap. I don't know. Like, what's trench music like? I don't know what category I would put myself in because I do everything. But I wouldn't put myself in a basic LA sound. Like, I ain't just talking about, like, you know, riding. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm a little bigger than that. I'm trying to get past New Mexico. You feel me? Something a lot of people out here don't do. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to New York and all that shit. So, basically, I don't want to just be stuck on no one-wave sound. That's not going to lead a city. You know what I'm saying? I want to have fans, basically, and all around the world. I want everybody to support me. So I try to do things bigger than just my city.
So why do you think that, like, the West Coast sound only reaches the West Coast? Like, Snoop and them did it back in the day, and they shit went international with the West Coast sound. So what is it about the West Coast sound now that ain't hitting like it did back then?
It wasn't really... See, you got to think about it. Back then, it wasn't really too many people from down south and all that really popping. Like, it was either you from the East Coast or you from the West Coast. So, and right now, it's completely different. Like, you feel me? It's like, down south got it. Like, you get what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. Because back then, everybody wanted to do West Coast shit. Even if you was from the East Coast or the South, whatever, you wanted to do West Coast music. You get what I'm saying? We kind of like the ambassadors, you know what I mean, being out here. Like, we, like, started this. You know what I mean? I feel like it's far with music, for real, for real. You feel me? Because think about it. Back then, in the 90s, everybody's music sounded like it did out here. And now it's backwards. We trying to do shit that everybody else doing out there. That's the thing. We not being ourselves no more. You get what I'm saying? We not being West Coast. We not being Cali. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, everybody trying to do Detroit shit and all this and that. Like, nah, we can't do that. That's cool. We can try to, like, probably mix it in or do something together. But I'm not finna never just ride that whole wave like, oh, we also Detroit shit. No, we not, bro. This what it is. You feel me? Let's make it mutual. You know what I mean?
So Eazy-E, speaking of the West Coast.
Right.
It's the Grammys tonight.
Yes, it is.
Eazy-E, he's receiving a Grammy for a lifetime achievement, and his kids are going to be there to receive the Grammy for him. So N.W.A. really started the transformation for what rap used to be to what it is now.
Right.
So, like you said, the West Coast, we are the pioneers of this shit.
Right.
So... why do you think that the West Coast lost that touch and that grasp that we had on the game? Like, how do we end up here?
You know, it's a whole different generation. You get what I'm saying? And as the game changed, the players do too. So I just feel like it's not original out here no more. You feel me? It's not original. You know what I mean? So it's harder to stand out as a city. Or as a, you know what I mean, a whole when everybody sound the same. You know what I mean? You don't want to hear this and be like, hey, ain't that what you got there? Like, oh, no, that's you don't never want that. You get what I'm saying? So it just make it harder for us on the West Coast. Like, that's just how I feel. You get what I mean? I just feel like people not into it. People not being themselves. You get what I'm saying? If we get back to our culture as far as, not a race, but like I'm saying, like city-wise, and you feel me? Like, if we stick to our culture and really press our culture and help one another, then I feel like our shit would be better and bigger. That's where everybody's going, it seemed like.
I think that the politics really come into play, too, because you got to think about, like, we throw concerts and shit like this.
Right, right, right.
And what people don't know is, like, insurance liability. When you got certain artists on the car, you know what I'm saying, it's real hard to insure and cover these events because of the type of artists that are on these bills.
Right.
Especially when Draco, you know what I'm saying, passed at a music festival, and that kind of threw it off where they don't even have these type of festivals on the West Coast no more because of that incident. So, like, how do you go about navigating shows when there is no circuit because of the politics? Like, how you go about getting shows? How do you plan to be seen?
Yeah. I mean, this LA, you feel me? At the end of the day, everybody got their ties to who they got their ties to. You know, you from where you from. It's like, okay, yeah, that's right. So, say it's a big-ass show. Like, what's coming up now that's going to be big? Like,
Rolling Loud's Rolling coming Loud. Up in March.
Right. So, boom. For example, Rolling Loud. And that's tricky, but you know, you see how they do it. They're like, okay, we know they beef with them, so they try to give us different sets and different times and shit. You get what I'm saying? I mean, and then it all depends on, like I say, I don't give a fuck. If I know it's gonna be a million people here, I don't give a fuck who there. I'm coming too. What are we gonna do? We're gonna have to, at some point, if you wanna get bigger, you gotta put that, you feel me? You're gonna have to know when to do that. You get what I'm saying? Business is business. I'm not gonna make a song with you. You know what I mean? We don't have to do that. But if we in the same area or whatever the case may be, bro, and this is something that's going to get both of us paid, I'm coming. I ain't worried about you. You get what I'm saying? So it all depends on your business. You get what I'm saying? You got to learn how to separate that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's why you can't come to the party 50 thick. Because if you come 50 thick, yeah, 45 people might be cool. But you got five homies that's going to be like, nah, fuck that. Fuck these niggas. You feel me? And now, like you say, it's back to the politics. So you got to know who you with, too, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why they say everybody can't go. So it all depends on what you want, you feel me, and what you want out of the situation.
Another thing that niggas don't pay attention to is that the promoters and the niggas pay attention to how you show up and how you handle business.
Right.
So if I book you and you show up with 50 niggas,
right,
I'm not going to book you again.
Right.
So even if nothing happened, I know that you're a nigga that if I book, you showing up with 50 niggas.
Right.
And that shit right there got a lot of artists not getting booked that should be getting booked. Because we know you showing up with 50 niggas, and we don't even want that type of problem.
Yeah, exactly. See, you right. It's crazy. I swear, somebody literally just told me, my PR just told me this shit probably like 2 weeks ago. You feel me? See, like, how you be putting up like, ooh. I'm like, man, you feel me? Like, I be having games with me, but like I say, it's not about what you do. It's about how you do it. So I know me personally, if I know, oh, we finna go to the club, we got a section, whatever the case may be. Yeah, y'all my bros, whatever. Y'all can come, but like you said, it's all about how you come. I'm going to pull up with some females. Man, we pull up with the girls. It's good. Look, man, let's call like 5-6 females. We go to the club. I said, y'all already know y'all to pay for that. Just come. So I'm a club like me, bro. You feel me, bro? Well, if it's 4 of us, it's gonna be 8 of them type. You feel me? We you out like I said, it's all about how you pull up. You feel me? And I'ma tell my boys, go regular general admission. You feel me? Once we get in the club, whatever they can't say y'all came with me. You feel me? Whoever comes to the station after that, yeah. But I'ma make sure I come with females because females will attract attention to everybody. You get what I'm saying? You don't want, like you said, you don't want to come 50 thick and they spook like, oh, hell no, I don't want to go right there because they in there. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be like that. So, you know, yeah, I try to intermingle with my crowd, like intermix, I mean.
Mm-hmm. So as far as like your music,
mm-hmm.
What was that first single when you got out this last time that was just like, all right, it's time to get serious? Like, what was that first trip?
I'm going to say, all right, when I just dropped. Because believe it or not, I made that like over a year ago. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's how I deal with music. I made it, like, over a year ago. And, you know, some music be timeless. So, like, like you said, I dropped it and it still got a wave to it. You know what I mean? They messing with it. So, I'm like, okay, whatever the case may be, that's cool. But, yeah, I made a lot of songs in between there. I don't know. I just feel like that's the one. Let me drop that. Because every time I saw somebody, they're like, oh, it's just catchy. It's simple. You feel me? But, see, also, hearing that is West Coast. That's an L.A. song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? People talk like, oh, like, you know, like, yeah, that sound like an L.A. song. Like, you know what I mean? But they don't know it. Like, you feel me? Boom. That's how I got another song that I'm also for the release right now. I just actually shot the video for it. It's called Buckle Up. You gonna hear that song and be like, that's the yeah, that's me. You feel me? It's a whole different vibe, whole different aura. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that's more so global. But as far as my single, I'm gonna say, it's just too catchy. Like, that's the thing. Anything that's catchy, you feel me? That's what people gonna always remember. And it's simple. You feel me? Don't trust bitches because they be acting tricky. That's all they know. They just you feel me? It's catchy, so I don't know. I just pushed that one like.
So is your plan to make music that niggas could TikTok to? I mean, because you got Joe Moses. You brought up Joe Moses earlier.
Right.
Joe Moses got that ba-dum-dum going crazy.
And a
TikTok going crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? When it first came out, it was like, no way a gangster nigga going to make some TikTok shit.
Yeah.
But now that narrative is changing. You seeing gangster niggas make shit that go up on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You seen famous Uno with the, ooh, I want that one.
Yeah.
Niggas is going up with music that got the TikToks
right,
too.
Right.
Is that something that you looking at? Is that something that you interested in?
I pay attention to that actually, you feel me? Because it's like, you want something that people gonna dance to. You know what I'm saying? If you got women and the kids, you got everything. Because those are people that go panic, they're gonna be your biggest supporter and all that. Like you said, you feel me? Shout out, that's how George, same shit with Joe Moses, same shit with 310 Baby. I don't know, bro. Like, but I feel like when you making music, you don't be like, well, it depends. You feel me? Because you got it depends on if you can go in there with a concept. If you go in there with a concept when you're making music, that's different. See, me, it depends off the beat. You feel me? That's how I'd be like, I'll make a song and be like, I don't care about this song. I don't like it. And then I make a song everybody like. You feel me? Like, that's the one, bro. Like, no, I'm telling you, like, so it all depends. But now that I'm getting more serious, I see that you really got to put thought into what you do. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, hell yeah. Like, that's kind of more so what I would try to do. You feel me? I got some shit like that, for real, for real. It's just different. Like, so, because when people look at me, you feel me, I got the tattoos and, you know, people look at me as if I'm, you know, a thug, you know, my demeanor, whatever the case may be. It is what it is. Yeah, for the trenches, it's regular. But then you hear a song like that, and be like, oh, that's him. Yeah, like you said, same shit with WAP. But, like, I just said, everybody be telling me, like, when every time I ask people, like, well, how you make that? Like, you told me to make it. Like, I was faded, bro. I was just playing. Like, I didn't take that shit serious. I heard Joel Sama say the same shit. You feel me? Like, man, I was drunk. I just went there and just saying whatever, like, I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So it be like that with everything. Every song that right now that's a hit out here, it's shit needs made on accident, I feel like. You feel me? So you can't really, I don't know. But I'm going to try that shit, though. I'm going to try that shit. I, you know what I mean? I can't dance, so it's hard for me to make dance music. No, but I'm going to fuck with it, though, for sure.
So is this like your first time on a podcast? Have you been on these podcasts?
I just went out to Leak Podcast. You feel me? It wasn't just actually for me. It was for my boy CFA 7 times. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, but
he got that one with Kalan.
Yeah, that Kalan on me. Yeah, bro. Yeah, shout out CFA, yeah, shout out Kalan. Yeah, I actually ran them last night. We was at a Jizzle party. You feel me? Kalan, it was all type of that shit was lit. But anyway, yeah, hell yeah. Nah, I was just on there. You feel me? I done been on a couple little things or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But that's just for me. Like, you see how you actually invited me? Mm-hmm. Like, nah, this is my first one, actually, yeah.
So you've been on these other podcasts.
Yeah.
How do you feel about these other podcasts making it about everything but the music? Because I think that's a problem. Like, you see,
right,
we sitting here, we're chopping it up right now, but it's about you, the artist, your music.
Right. And what I want,
you know what I'm saying? These other podcasts,
they asking me all the time.
I ain't dissing nobody podcast.
Right,
content is content.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that on the West Coast, that's another thing, is that you'll watch a whole interview with an artist and not understand or leave away with, you was entertained, but were you really tuned into his story or his music? Did that make you a fan
of
him?
Right.
Because they was cracking jokes and doing shit? You know what I'm saying? It's how do you feel about that type of podcasting? Do you think that that's what the West Coast need?
I don't like all that. Don't ask me certain shit. Like, you feel me? Because it's certain shit, like, you asking me. Like I say, it's police shit. Like, whoa, what you asking me that for? Like, you know, like, I'm not going to just expose my business out here. I ain't going to tell you nothing that's going on in the streets with us. No, nothing. Like, you feel me? I'm not, man, we gonna, what you call me on here for? You call me on here because I'm a rapper. Because if you wanted just a regular interview, you would have called just a random nigga. You feel me? So don't call me on here and ask me about nothing that ain't got nothing to do with what I'm saying. I understand when you want a podcast, motherfuckers want to, oh, this is how people see you. They want to see your personality and all that. That's cool. Feel me? I'm with that. That's straight. But don't get to asking me, oh, how do you feel when you run into these people? Or what happens if this happens? I don't want to hear all that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to talk about that. Because if I tell you, oh, yeah, we run into these niggas, and you feel me, last time we got crackhead and this and that, then what? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but niggas been running in no jumper for years doing this.
This is the problem. And that's like, why they clout chasing, if you ask me.
And so, if no jumper calls you out right now, would you not take the interview? Because a lot of artists say, like, yeah, that's bullshit, but if no jumper calling, them niggas gonna be on the first thing
That's what I'm saying.
So I think that's the problem is that everybody's screaming this stand on business shit. Right. But niggas ain't really standing on business. That shit just a phrase.
Right.
If we gonna stand on business as a coast, then we gotta stop going over there with that police shit. Yeah, but niggas will run over there just for the clout of the opportunity. But that shit, you talk about Zoe Sama. He went on there, got into it with WAC 100 and them niggas asking them weirdo shit.
And then one made
a No Jumper diss song
right
after.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. I respect it for you. Or going on there and being like, nah, I ain't fucking with that shit.
Yeah.
But you knew that's what these niggas was on.
Yeah, so what's the point of going?
Went on there for in the first place.
Yeah, it's crazy. Everybody keep asking me about No Jumper, too. Like, oh, No Jumper called you. I'm like, you feel me? I mean, you're right. They're going to ask you the weirdest shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? I just feel like it all depends on where you steer the conversation to also. Like, because I'm going to let you know, like, look, bro. Don't get on here asking me. You gonna talk before, you know what I'm saying? Don't get up here asking me no shit that's going, you know what I mean? No weird shit, no gang shit, no none of that, bro. We coming for music. I'm gonna let you know ahead of time. You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of people go in there knowing to be want to talk about that shit and pumping it up. And half these things don't go in there and pump it up and they don't even be on that. Don't do that. I ain't with all that. We ain't gonna do all that. This internet shit is crazy. And then, like I said, they gonna make you look a certain way in front of the world. That's cap. We ain't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So if I did have the opportunity to go in there, I don't know right now. All my homies be like, hell no, bro. We ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, it all depends on what you want. Like, I'm not finna, come on, bro. I'm gonna let you know ahead of time. So if I do go in there and I let you know ahead of time, and then you still ask me, then that's just gonna be another episode just like all the other ones when the nigga just leave. You get what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that, man. I'm on rap time. I don't come here to do no police questions with nobody, no nothing. Like I say, I ain't got no problem with nobody, little podcast or nothing, but it's just certain shit I ain't answering, but... You feel me? That's all.
So do you think that, like, Adam 22, is he, like, manipulating motherfuckers? Is he, like, making profit off of our culture? Is he a culture vulture, like everybody's saying? Or is he, like, providing opportunities for niggas that wouldn't have them if he didn't have the platform? Because, you know what I'm saying, from his point of view is, hey, I'm putting niggas on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exploiting niggas. I'm paying these niggas. They getting the check off of this.
Right.
They getting exposure. They getting, when they leave me, see what AD and them doing. They got that based off of what opportunity I provided for him.
Right.
So is he right in that sense, or is he just capitalizing off of the culture?
Mm. See, look, I don't really know too much about that, but from what you just said, it could be both ways, like, you get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, ain't nobody gonna do nothing that they can't capitalize off of, and there's nothing wrong with that, you get what I'm saying? And at the same time, he is also giving niggas a platform, like you say, to actually, you know what I'm saying, get seen or possibly take off from. So it all depends, you get what I'm saying? It could be both, you get what I'm saying? But, like, I don't really know too much about that, so I can't really say.
Shit, I feel it. So, back to the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as, like, recording, how often are you in a studio, like, is this like a everyday thing, a weekly thing? You got a home studio? Like, how often are you recording music?
I ain't gonna lie. It's for sure weekly. But it be random. Like, you feel me? You see how you sit right here like this? I was like, damn, bro, I'm going to the studio. You feel me? Hey, Flag. Hey, call Streets. You feel me? That's the studio I go to with my boy. Shout out Streets, man. My engineer, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's how I be. Like, it's just random. Like, you feel me? If I can get it in, I'm going to get it in. But like, hell yeah. Like, I'll say probably like 3 times a week. Well, it depends on what I'm on. Sometimes I'll be there every day. It depends, for real. You know what I'm saying? But it's just random when me like, I wake up and like, I want to go rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? It all depends. It depends on how I feel. But it's always just out the blue. And I just feel like when I plan shit, then it's like, oh, okay, whatever. I want to feel it. You know what I'm saying? I want to go when I'm feeling it. That's why I'm worried about opportunities. Like, oh, I'm feeling it right now. I'm going to go. You know what I'm saying?
So as far as like, how you record? Do you go in? Do you write? Do you got like a beat selection you pre-recorded? Do you play beats and go off how to feel? Like, what's the studio session like?
All right, so like, it depends. If somebody sent me some beats already, you feel me, and I hear something I like, that'll probably be something that'll make me want to go to the studio. Like, oh, I like this beat. But I don't write. Unless I hear a beat and I'm at home and I hear something like, oh, that's good. You feel me? Oh, I like that. I'll probably jot down probably like 4 bars. That's like the most I write, 4 to 8 bars, if I am going right. But mostly, I'm top dope. I'm top of the head every time. Like, because I'm going off how I feel. So if I'm going to the studio, I'm going to go roll up, you know, drink whatever. I'm going to turn the beats on. You feel me? Whichever one I feel, I'm like, oh yeah, I like that. Look, that look. I'm gonna go in there. You feel me? So it's always off the top of the head with me. I ain't gonna lie. Ain't nothing wrong with writing low. That shit cool. People be like, oh, you should write. You should write. But apparently not. You feel me?
So do you like go in with a concept in your mind, or you just like
it all depends on how the beat sway me. Like, you feel me? If the beat telling me something, I'm gonna go off that. That's how I be like. If I hear a beat, as soon as it come on, like my mind start boom, 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 boom. I got it. But if I gotta sit there for a minute, then I probably ain't gonna do it. I like them beats. As soon as I hear it, it's like ooh, like you feel me? It's just like bomb, like boom. That's it. That's how I be. So.
Yeah, so let's get to your personal life. Like, what's your background? Where did you grow up? Like,
right here, man. I'm right here in LA, man. Like, you feel me? I'm from Bridge, so that's like over there by Slauson, Swap Meet, Harvard Park, you feel me, Venice, all that. You feel me? I'm from Bridge. I grew up over there. I went to John Muir and shit. You feel me? I was the manual for like a couple months. You know what I'm saying? That's the ops. That wasn't working out for me. You feel me? But yeah, like, I'm South Central for sure. South Central, baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody be knowing me already. Like, as a kid, I was like, I was outside. I was, you feel me? I was gangbanging. I'm doing all types of shit. We flagging, whatever. I'm going to camp, juvenile hall. I'm meeting these same people, you feel me? So now that we older, it's like, oh, yeah, you be rapping. Oh, yeah, I already know him. We formed with his kids, or I was in the county with him, or like, you feel me? That was like basically my little story. I ain't gonna lie. It was like a lot of in and out of jail shit. Like, as when I was young, like, I was. Just doing shit, you know what I'm saying?
So as far as like family, you married, got kids, anything like that?
No, I ain't married. I got a girl though, but I ain't married. I'm 28 right now, you feel me?
Yeah.
I got kids for sure. Shout out all them and all that type of shit. But yeah, for sure.
So you talk about marriage, like, a lot of people have a different view on marriage nowadays. Like our grandparents and our parents' marriages and what our marriages are.
Hell,
you know what I'm saying? It ain't the same.
Right.
And I think a lot of these women are being influenced by the bullshit that they see on this TV screen on Instagram.
Right.
And I think that they really got the game fucked up. So what is your thoughts on, like, the state of women on the West Coast? Because that's really all we
need. Yeah, that's all I know. Exactly.
So
what's
your thoughts on there, man?
It's
like,
different now, bro. Like, it's different on both ends. Like, it's for us and for the women. Like, ain't nobody just standing firm no more. Like, we wasn't built on the same worlds as them back then. You get what I'm saying? And then social media don't make it no better, because people want to be the shit they see on the internet. Like, bro, we can't be like them. We ain't got that money. We don't know what they done went through to get there. We don't know nothing. How you just going to look at their situation and, oh, why we not like this? Or this and that. Like, no, bro. This is not what that is. And if you fuck with somebody like that, leave them alone, then. I ain't got time for that. I ain't no make-believe shit. That's me. Instagram is not real. You feel me? Twitter is not real. That shit is just social media. You can say anything on there. People be going off an image and portraying all this shit. You know, that's just like when motherfuckers be, when it's two celebrities, they're like, oh, act like guys dating or whatever the case. You feel me? For a publicity stunt. You don't know what the fuck going on. You get what I'm saying? But people be so hyped off that shit. I hate bitches like that. Like, you feel me? On God, niggas like that. Stop doing that shit, bro. This shit for real, for this shit real life. Like, bitch, what the fuck you think this is? Be for real. How you gonna get mad at me because I do something wrong, bitch, and I don't go buy you a Bentley? I'm not these niggas. You gonna leave because of that? Like, what the fuck? All right, people fucked up.
But they got the baddies east, west, south central, Orange County. Nigga, they got baddies everywhere. Like, what's your thoughts on all these baddies that ain't really baddies, but they baddies?
I mean, I just feel like to be a baddie, it don't even just go off looks, though, as far as them. I think they just going off of, like, energy and how motherfuckers is. Because that shit like a fighting show. That ain't no,
but that's what I'm thinking. Like, if the most hands make you the baddie, like,
I guess it's off your energy. Who really big dog? Because everybody ain't hot for sure. I ain't gonna cap. You feel me? No shame or none of that. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Because that shit, I'm watching that shit though. I'm gonna go right home and watch it. I'm trying to wait episode 5. Oh, like, you feel me? I know a lot of people that be on the motherfucking show. That shit a fighting show though. But I feel you though, like, you feel me? It is shit. Do what you do. They can pay for that shit too though. You get what I'm saying? Do whatever. Do your thing. But that shit's stupid though, for real. But it's entertaining to us because we like drama. The world loves drama, so if it's gonna, we gonna watch it. Hell yeah, let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
So is there no more morals in the game? Like, a lot of people was talking shit to, like, Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying? He did a song with 6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah.
And he like, nigga, that nigga offered me $1 million for the feature. Like,
so if the I just feel like if I offer you $1 million,
and half the publishing.
Oh,
so it's like, nigga, I'm going to get that and I'm going to get a nice on the back end. Like, I can't turn that down.
The cold change, sir.
I don't care, bro. You already getting back in and all this. You could have did that shit with somebody else and still do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, bro. Sometimes you got to stick to the code. Especially when you say they street niggas. I'm not.
But what is the code? I think the code. What is the code nowadays? Like, is there a code? I don't think it is.
That's the problem. It all
like 6ix9ine, you got Gunna out right now. Man, you got niggas proving that. It's all about, the bag. Code. It ain't about the code. It's the nigga with the bag.
That's on him, though. That's what I'm saying. Go off for you. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't good. All money ain't good money. Remember you was a kid, but all money not good money. I'm cool. I ain't finna do that because, yeah, you gonna get this $1 million, but as this $1 million starts dwindling down, you still gonna remember that. Like, man, your whole name is slander for the rest of your life. Fuck with you. You fuck with snitches. And that's how it gonna be. Oh, you fuck with snitches. Or whatever the case. No, fuck that. I'm not doing that. That shit goes on. Money leaves. All that other shit stays. You get what I'm saying? So you gotta think, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't know. It's just something I'm not doing. Like, I say, bro, doing a song with a snitch is the same thing as doing a song with an op. So why you gonna do a song with your enemy then? You could have made $1 million off this. Everybody wanna see this? You think y'all did a song together? Oh yeah, everybody's gonna pay for this, you know what I'm saying? That's weird. I'm not doing none of that. Fuck that shit.
but then when you see rappers doing this like internet beats, you know, you see Blueface and Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Blueface in the club standing on this nigga's block and shit.
Yeah,
performing on this nigga's
that nigga was standing on business.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Soulja Boy talking about he ready to crash out.
Yeah.
He ready to shoot him up. You know what I'm saying? And then Blueface go to jail.
Right.
And Soulja Boy on the live talking about, yeah, hope that nigga rot in jail.
Right. Like,
no. Fuck all that shit. Like,
bro, but you gotta think. Need to be interesting. I like me personally. I feel like Blueface need to be on that. I don't know what that shit. Because he be around real niggas and Soulja Boy. Like everybody know what the fuck what's up with Soulja Boy. Like Soulja Boy and Soulja Boy, bro. You feel me? He been with all the antics and the skits and all that, bro. So the nigga Blueface probably just really felt like nigga really slapped me. Nigga shut up. Like you feel me? Like because he I feel like he man. If you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna say it like that. But hell yeah, that shit's stupid though. I'm not with all that internet shit though. But see, that's how they communicate. I don't know, like that famous shit different. Like I don't know, like I don't be with all that shit. Piss me off, bro. I don't like extra attention. That's why it's hard for me to really get involved in this shit. But you feel me? Anyway, you just gotta. That's what I'm saying. You gotta keep it building. I ain't gonna do that. Do all that, bro. If it's up, you know what it is. I ain't gonna be on the MLG Center nothing. Okay, that shit weird.
So from the West Coast right now, who would you say is the artist that's like next up to blow? Who you say like on the West Coast been putting on and really on that trajectory to being that next nigga out?
Ooh, that's a good question. Cause it's a lot of niggas, man. And I don't do favoritism. You feel me? I go off work ethic and consistency. You feel me? Who been going crazy? Cause I fuck with niggas. And it all depends. What you mean? You mean people like that's already booming? Or like people that's just like up and coming?
Well, it's a lot of niggas that's known on the coast, but right. Ain't like reach that blast level, like that Roddy Rich level. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is that next nigga that's gonna get that like push? You know, Zoe, he just did that, Zoe Sama, he just did that remix with E-40. And then with that underrated, you know what I'm saying, kind of took him to that next level. Who's next up to get that, like, that nod?
L.A.? Ooh, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. I have to think. I don't really see that right now. I don't know. Like, I feel like we all got to do more work. And hopefully that's me. Because, I don't know. Like, I have to think. Because I'm going through my playlist in my head right now. Like, you feel me? And it's only, like, I listen to more so underground rappers, you feel me, or, like, people from different states and shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh, bro, like, Kaylin, you already know, I just feel like, as far as right now, like, booming, work ethic is consistent, and still, like, you feel me, going, I feel like Kaylin got that shit. Wally, I don't know, Wally got it, bro.
Wally,
shout out Wally, on God, I feel like Wally might be the, can't forget about him, like, that's the golden child. Wally consistent as a motherfucker. He dropping all hot shit.
Yeah, Mike. I don't know. That's a good one. Oh, no, man.
So like, so then let's flip it then.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to get a feature from one artist in LA right now, who you gonna have on your song?
One artist in LA right now. Yeah, makes me dig. I ain't gonna lie, I'm also super player shit. I wanna make some shit for the females, bro. I ain't gonna lie, man. Wally, my boy, like, we already super locked in. Like, yeah, they don't even know, like, you feel me? I be in his station. Like, that's my friend. So it's, like, different. So I feel like I could get that off, you feel me? But, like, as far as the future that I probably wouldn't be able to get, you feel me, without paying this shit. Oh, that's a good one. Who I fuck with? Man, I'll probably, like I say, man, I'll do shit with, like, I want to do some, like, singing type shit, so I'll probably do shit with, like, Kaylin, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Blast type shit, mm-hmm. You feel me? I need some shit like that. I ain't gonna lie. Because as far as people like that, I feel like, I say, I wouldn't be able to just do a feature with off the strength, you know what I'm saying? Because I know it's business, you know what I mean?
So what's your thoughts on Hit-Boy? If you ain't know the big hit,
oh, yeah,
this guy, big jail, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100.
Father-son duo, oh, father produced his whole album. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He went viral because he said he banged so hard.
Mm-hmm.
When he walked past the mirror,
yeah,
he banged on himself.
Yeah. Bang, bang. Yeah, bro, yeah. Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So what's your thoughts on, like, you know what I'm saying, Hit-Boy and Big Hit?
Man, shout out Big Hit.
That whole movement.
Shout out Big Hit.
They actually created a website now out the trunk with it. They own no DSP.
They doing it right.
They selling it all.
That's nearly all money in. That's like what Nipsey did. So I feel like they getting all the money, bro. They not. You want to listen to our shit, you got to go here. What is this? BigNupid.com or something? Mm. It's crazy. I was just at the little, shout out my boy RJ, man. We just had the little toy giveaway he had. You feel me? Big Hit put up there, and I actually got a chance to meet him in person or whatever. For me, a real homie, you feel me? He a blood like me, so it was just cool off the bat. But he's straight, like, I fuck with his whole work ethic, like, and then your son already, like, a super producer, like, that whole little thing, like, that's like some Shaq and Kobe shit, you feel me? It makes sense. It's like, look, son, this is what I want to do. He like, all right, Pop, I already know how to do it. You feel me? And then, boom, y'all put y'all plan in work. And it's just working, bro. It don't seem like nothing success. You got all major features. Like, I just feel like you had a blueprint and you stuck. Like, y'all planned this shit out. This ain't no shit that you just did. You feel me? This is a plan, bro. And this shit is getting executed perfectly. You get what I'm saying? You can't go nowhere without seeing this shit. Everywhere you go before, you're going to see him anywhere, everybody. So I just feel like that shit was, yeah, that was amazing to me. I feel like that was cool.
Then they turned around. They did the joint album, Paisley Dreams, with Game.
Come on, that's what I'm saying.
And then Hit-Boy, in a recent interview, he talked about doing an album with La Russell all in one night. And he's saying the way that these artists are operating on a certain level is no reason why albums and music take as long as they do to make. Like, niggas should be able to make, like, a whole project in one night.
The people that
niggas is operating at.
Yeah, those people who really, like, work on their craft and really, you know what I'm saying, serious about what they doing. Because, like I say, a lot of motherfuckers be doing it, get the little clout, get the little fame, but then don't really take it serious. And like I say, that's why I keep saying repetitively, like, it depends on what you want out of it. You know what I'm saying? It depends on what you want out of it. They want it. They want it, so they grind it. And they hard. I fuck with La Russell. You feel me? I didn't even know he was. I was just on Instagram like, this nigga a real rapper. Like, hold on. The back door, that's all that shit dope. I didn't even know he's in the city or nothing. This nigga is hard as hell. I'm like, that's crazy. He different. You feel me? Like, I just feel like they work ethic is crazy. Like, you feel me? I didn't went in this. And then, because I didn't went in the studio and made 13 songs in one night. But it's like, okay, they all hard. You know what I mean? It all depends. Like, I'm not trying to make no bullshit. I don't want to just go in there and make anything. You know what I'm saying? I want to make music worth listening to. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's for me, I could go, like, it depends. You said a whole day, a whole album? How many songs that gotta be? You got to peak, like, you know what I mean? But I ain't just gonna drop anything, so it's harder for me.
So you mentioned a PR earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How did you go about, like, getting a PR, and what does that do for you?
Okay, so honestly, once again, I go back to my management team, you feel me? One of my managers, I guess he bumped into the PR being out at an outing, you feel me? I think that's something with Chef Boy or something, you know what I'm saying? That's my boy too. Shout out Chef, you know what I'm saying? But I guess we actually have the same PR, you know what I'm saying? Tiffany, you feel me? Shout out Tiff on Gang. But I never met her or nothing. They met her, and I guess they liked her. You feel me? Her whole little move. You feel me? Her whole little get down, they talk or whatever. Boom, they get up on me like, look, bro, we gonna get a PR. We gotta pay this much. This what it is. You gotta take it serious. And I'm like, what I need a PR for? Like, you already doing the footwork. I don't know what that is, basically. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you say, I you gotta know the business side of music. You know what I'm saying? I just learned the business side of music. I'm still learning as I'm going. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I do need a PR. I do need an A&R, you feel me? Because that's how I got here, you know what I'm saying? My PR actually is the reason I'm even able to get on this. Like, she'd be over and over, be like, here, go here, do this, sign up for this. This is not, like, damn, hold on, like, hold on, you feel me? I didn't know that music was really a job. I thought it was more so, like, but I fuck with it because you get me in places I would have never been able to get to just off my, you feel me? Well, I ain't gonna say never, but, like, not that quick, like, you feel me? How the fuck did you get me here to do this? Like, just go, all right, cool. She on me every time, like, did you do this? Like, no. See, what are you doing? Come on. Like, no, you need to do this right now. Oh, God. Like, she be on me. And like, I, that's what I need. But it's the same thing with my management team. So between her and my management team, it's just like, oh, I've got to do it. But, like, when it starts feeling like work, that's what you know is worth something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that shit is cool. It's whatever.
So when it comes to your projects, you got a team? Do you got A&Rs? Do you got people that, like, listen to you? Because a lot of these artists got a lot of yes men around them,
yeah,
just telling them whatever they want to hear, trying to, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Be there to mooch when a nigga make it.
Yeah, see, my team different. Like, they gonna tell me, like, hell no, bro, I ain't fucking with that. Like, what you mean? You ain't fucking this whole order. No, I ain't it. Like, you feel me? But I ain't got no A&Rs and shit like that. Like, it's literally just me and my management team. My management team built off my friends. Like, these really my homies. Like, they really putting the money into this. Like, really, like, you feel me? Like, I swear to God, so they gonna tell me, like, hell no, we just paid all this money. That's not no, bro. Go back in there. You feel me? We don't want to do none of that. That shit, we, like, you know what I'm saying? If they like it, they like it. You feel me? But I don't just do that. Like, when I make a song, right? Say I make it with my management team and my friends, whatever. After that, I'll make probably like 7 songs altogether. I say that, boom. I'm gonna call, like, my rapper friends, you feel me? I'm gonna call Gucci. I'm gonna call Wiley, like, you feel me? I'm gonna call all these different people and I'm gonna have them come, you feel me? Like, look, bro, come check this out. All y'all know, you feel me? And be honest, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna call, you always gotta call females. Females don't lie, you feel me? Like, not no females I know, like, females you know. I'm like, yeah, bro, tell some females to come. Cause they gonna tell me, they're gonna tell the truth, like, you know what I'm saying? Only that females. Females don't lie. You feel me? They're like, that should be. So that's like, that's another thing, you feel me? I always try to move like that. I try to get people I don't know and don't fuck with to listen to my shit first to let me know, you know what I'm saying?
So,
that shit cool.
So what were your musical influences, like, growing up?
Mm-hmm.
What artists were you growing up listening to? Like, who's your top 3?
Oh, my top 3, I fuck with Drake on, bro. I fuck with Drake. Girl, I'm from Yates, so when Drake came, I was at like 08 or something, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with like 11, 12. I'm like, oh, he hot. You know what I'm saying? I always fuck with Drake. Bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, cool. I wouldn't read no Lil Wayne head like that, but that shit cool. Like, you feel me? That's like, I feel like that's like a couple years before my, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him. Well, a lot of these niggas like that, I'm gonna say this, but I'm keeping active. I fuck with Nipsey Hussle, cause he, I like his music, bro. Like, that shit real. Like, I feel it. I don't listen to that. I can't relate to. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was another bigger. I like that whole little move. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of like took a little bit of his blueprint, and I'm trying to make it make sense in my situation. You get what I'm saying? Like, that shit makes sense to me. I like him. You feel me? I don't know. Like, if I consider him that, I feel like that's a big influence to me. Like, because he showed me the impact that you could really have on a city. Because we right down the street from each other, you feel me? Regardless of if you're from the opposing side or whatever case may be, like, I'm seeing this in person, like, growing up, like, oh, this shit's real, like, feel me? That's the same stuff, you know what I'm saying? But another big artist that I'm like, oh, yeah, like, oh, like, you feel me? Damn, I think I don't really know, bro. I have to think about that.
All right, so let's get back to your music. So what do you got out right now that the people should check out? Like, well, if they had to, like, one track,
mm-hmm,
that if an A&R record label was going to listen to, what's that one track that you're going to send them to?
You said out right now?
Yeah, out right now.
Oh, man, I got to drop
some. If an A&R walked in the room right now and was like, show me what you got, what's that track that you're going to play on?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm a cheat, cause I ain't gonna play this. I'm playing a song that's dropping like this week. I'm gonna play Buckle Up, because like That shit right there is out of this world, bro. I promise you. But like, if it has to be a song that I'm gonna show you, all right, like, this me, this my creative mindset. It's a video to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to go off with out, and that's why they own me. Like, you have to put product out. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because if you look me up, I'm like, this all you got? Hell no, I got the chamber loaded. Like, you feel me? I'm about to release it. But like, I cheat. Like, if she walked in right now, I'll drop it right now. Like. You feel me? Like, buckle up, man. Buckle up. Like, I feel like that shit gonna take you like far. I'm not gonna lie. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So what's the plan for the rollout for that whole project? That whole thing?
Man, I've been pushing the shit out that motherfucker and it didn't even out. And that's the problem. I'm moving backwards. Because, okay, I shot the video. Well, I shot some of the video, you feel me? But I got a certain feature on there that people don't know about, you know what I'm saying? When the person that I got on the feature, he wasn't able to come at the time, so I couldn't complete the video. But I was just with him. We finna get together. Like, you feel me? So but the song done. So I'm gonna drop the song. I'm supposed to drop the song literally tomorrow. Like, you get what I'm saying? So, but my rollout process for that is just to be like, I'm gonna drop the song. You feel me? Then I'm gonna drop the video, like, hopefully, like, 5 days later, 10 days later. And then I'm gonna keep on promoting that shit like I've been doing. Every time I'm in the club, I'm turning this on.
So have you been into these reels and these shorts, these different type, like, lyric videos, different type of shit like that?
I'm just now getting into that.
You know what I'm saying? Lyric videos is easy. Just shoot BTS.
Yeah.
And you were doing whatever you want. Right. Throw the song over that shit. Right, yeah. Throw the captions up.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm learning how to get more into that right now. You know what I'm saying? I noticed that shit really matters. And it's crazy because people be like, you fake promoting. I'm like, I'm fake promoting. Because I post like a minute of a song and a whole video that won't even be out. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers be mad. So you go to my Instagram, I have 50,000 plays, 6,000 views on this motherfucker, and it's like, damn, where the song
is. See, now that's another thing is that you going backwards because if the song is out, then you get streams from that Instagram. So that was 50,000 streams that you could have had.
Exactly, bro.
But because the song ain't released, you just lost out on 50,000 streams.
Exactly. So then when I dropped the video, it was like, oh, like, you know what I mean? It don't even matter. None of that shit matter now. That's why I said, bro, that's why I said I'm still learning the business. You feel me? I'm more so taking it serious. And that's why I'm glad I got the people around me that's around me. You feel me? Because they be helping me. They be steering me. I got a lot of rapper friends and family members that, like, you know what I mean? These help. Like, no, bro, hell no. Don't do it like this. Because I just want to drop that shit. Like, drop that shit. They're like, you can't do that. I'm like, why? They're like, bro, you got to plan shit out, bro. You got to do it like this. You got to woo. But I feel like I got to flood the streets, bro, because they want to hear every day. That's just like, Boss Man D-Lo, you know what it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, you feel me? So, you see, like, he been making this shit. You hear one song from a nigga, it make you go check his whole platform, bro, his whole archive. Go check all his songs.
And then another thing with the music video, you shouldn't drop no music video without BTS.
Like, behind the scenes?
The cameraman shooting you in this angle.
Yeah.
It should be at least 30 days of behind-the-scenes footage, and that could be cell phone shit.
Have
a nigga filming while you getting filmed.
That should build up the hype for the song,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Niggas just wake up on Tuesday, and it's like, video out now.
Yeah, like, hell no, you gotta build it up. Like, keep showing little skits and shit. Yeah, promotion, everything, for real. That's another thing I'd be having. I'd be like, if I just do the music, y'all do the rest. They're like, nah, nigga, hell no. Fuck are you talking about? They're like, bro, do it real. I'm like, the fuck, you want me to dance? Like, fuck. They're like, yeah, get your kids in. I'm like, bro, hell no.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. The reels could just be BTS or you.
Yeah.
The reel could be you sitting right here doing a podcast.
Man, just cool.
And put your song over the shit with a lyric saying, hey, I'm out here chasing my dreams, something
right.
That pertaining to you.
Right.
In the moment, I mean, a reel could be anything.
No, 100.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta keep it in their face. That's why you gotta keep doing it. Because, like you say, if you just wake up and drop it, it's like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta build that. That's what I feel like I'm doing. But then I think I build up too much anticipation and it takes too long. And then it'd be like, boom, we over it, bro. You took too long. Well, you should have posted this shit a couple days before you did it. Like, I'll post this shit, then I'm gonna drop the video for 40 days. You'd be like, oh, I don't give a fuck no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know. That's my work ethic and my promotion ethic is different. Like, this is my work ethic and this is my promotion ethic. You feel me? But everybody else around me go promote me. If I post it, it'd be so many reposts. I'm like, who the fuck are these people? Like, you feel me? That's why I'm saying, like, it'd be cool. That's why I appreciate all my supporters. You get what I'm saying? And then it'd be people I don't even know, bro. Like, I'm like, who the fuck are these people reposting? Who's these? I'm seeing all these bitches and shit. Just off one thing, you feel me? So it's like, okay, that made me promote myself harder. Like, you feel me? Like, oh yeah. So I just own it. Like, but I gotta do more reels and shit. I gotta learn how to dance. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do some little TikToks and shit.
So Hito, as an artist, man, what sets you apart from the rest of these LA artists? Like, why should they listen to you over the rest of these niggas?
Because I'm going to give you something that you're going to feel. You feel me? If you like me, and when I say like me, 9 times out of 10, you are. 9 times out of 10, you from LA. I'm saying like, fuck LA, you from the trenches. I'm making music for the streets, and I'm making music for people that's getting money. I'm making music for the kids. I'm making music for, like, you feel me? I'm making music for everybody. Like, if you want, you're going to like something. You get what I'm saying? And it's just like, what set me apart, I'm not following no wave. I'm not doing what everybody else is doing. You're going to hear this and be like, damn. That's crazy. I didn't even think about that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm more so trying to make it make sense when I make music. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not wave right. I don't sound like nobody. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be. I don't think, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I sound like nobody. And shit, I'm doing it for a different reason. I'm doing it just to show people, like, you feel me? Yeah, I can do it. And because I know that I can do it. You know what I mean? Like, that's my whole thing, for real, for real. Because there's so many people, like, it be kids and all type of motherfucking older people that you're like, bro, like, you got it, like, woo. And I be like, yeah, whatever. But, like, I didn't even notice how good I was. Not even on no cocky shit or nothing, you feel me? I swear to you, I didn't notice how good I was with this shit or nothing. Like, you feel me? Until, like, everybody around me telling me, well, people that's bigger than you are telling you, like, bro, you don't even know. Like, that shit just motivated me more, like, you feel me? Like, I'm not gonna waste no chance. I'm 28, you feel me? I'm trying, like, what's gonna say? Before I turn 30, you gotta let these niggas know I don't play, like, you feel me? Like, I'm serious, I'm trying to, you feel me? And then I was just watching John Mack interview, bro, he was saying some shit like, nah, this shit took me a year, like, so, that's why I'm not pressured up, you feel me? Like, everybody's booming, like, you're not just gonna come right out and get booming, you get what I'm saying? And I understand that shit. So, what set me apart is, I'm not rushing, I'm not doing nothing, I'm making music that you can feel, music that you can relate to, I feel like, you feel me? And if you can't, it's going to be something in my archive that you're going to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And that's my whole thing.
All right, now, before we get up out of here, man, tell everybody that single, that track that's out now,
yeah.
Anything upcoming, and where to find you on social media.
All right, yeah, man, look me up on YouTube, man, under Hito the Great, you know what I'm saying? It's going to pop up. It's called I, literally, just the letter I, man. It's Hito, H-E-T-O, you know what I'm saying? It's great. Everything else spelled properly, you know what I'm saying? I got another video out, too, you know what I'm saying? A little mic drop, you know what I'm saying? It's called Dick Pleasure. It's going to pop up right there. That motherfucker go crazy, you know what I'm saying? Metaphors, the whole shit. Y'all going to fuck with it off top for sure. Everybody fuck with it. I know, because I be hitting you up on my shit, too, telling me my shit hard, you feel me? That's real nigga shit. You can't, what you going to say? You know what I'm saying? You can find me on Instagram, though, you know what I'm saying? At The Real Hito. That's T-H-E. Real H-E-T-O, you know what I'm saying? The Real Hito. Same shit for Twitter, Bitches Hito, you know what I'm saying? Type in H-E-T-O anywhere, and that will pop up, man. Look me up. I got a new video popping up, man. Shout out Gucci. We got some shit popping up for y'all. Look at Buckle Up. That's coming out with, like, 5 days, you know what I'm saying? Song gonna drop tomorrow, though. Y'all look out to that, man. You feel me? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You heard him, man. So you already know, man. There's been another one. Politicking per usual. You already know it's your boy, Dank Sinatra. You can find us every man, Politicking Broadcasting. We're bringing the Roku channel back, man. So Roku, we will be available soon on Roku, man. We're bringing it back. Check out our blog, man, the Politicking Forum. Check out all our podcasts. You can listen to them on all DSPs at Politicking Radio, man. I don't know what you're going to do with your life, but I'm going to get to it, man. We out.